Ever get that feeling, you know, like you've stepped right into a painting? Well, today we're doing just that. We're taking a deep dive into Gustav Caillebotte's Paris Street Rainy Day.
And what a painting it is.
We're going to be using excerpts from his Wikipedia page, by the way. Sort of like our guidebook, you could say.
And a fascinating guidebook it is. This artwork, while often laden with the Impressionists, it kind of plays by its own rules. It veers off the beaten path, so to speak.
All right, so let's set the scene, shall we? Imagine yourself, it's a chilly afternoon in 1877. We're in Paris, of course, and a rain shower's just passed through, leaving those iconic cobblestone streets glistening.
Oh, absolutely. You can practically smell the damp air, feel it on your skin, and that's not by accident.
Right. Caillebotte really captured that moment, almost like a photograph.
And speaking of photographs, Caillebotte, he was really captivated by photography. Brand new back then, you see.
It shows.
And its influence, oh, you can see it all over this canvas.
Which explains, I think, why the people closest to us in the painting, they seem a bit blurry.
Exactly. Like an early photograph, struggling to capture movement.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he does that elsewhere, too, like how he cuts off some of the figures at the edge of the canvas.
As if they're about to wander out of the frame, right?
Exactly. Now, speaking of those figures, we've got to talk about that couple in the foreground, dressed to the nines.
Oh, absolutely. Ready for their close-up, Parisian elegance at its finest.
But their clothes, don't they tell a story?
Oh, they do. They scream wealth, wouldn't you say? Members of the bourgeoisie out for a stroll on these newly renovated streets.
But, and maybe it's just me, there's a contradiction here, isn't there? I mean, their clothing, it shouts wealth, sophistication, but their posture, their gaze.
Mm.
There's a real coldness and isolation there.
You've hit on something there, that's for sure. And you're not the first to feel that chill, let me tell you. Art enthusiasts, they've been debating that very feeling for ages. It's not just the couple, though. Look around.
Yeah, you're right.
Most of the figures in this painting, they're looking away, lost in their own thoughts.
Like those umbrellas, the ones shielding them from the rain. They're also barriers, don't you think, keeping everyone else at bay.
And you have to remember the historical context here. This is Paris, fresh off Baron Haussmann's massive renovations. The entire city redesigned. Those grand boulevards we see, they're brand new.
So it's not just a rainy day we're seeing here, is it?
Not at all. It's a glimpse into a city in transition.
And how those changes, those massive changes, impacted, you know, human connection.
Exactly. Imagine living in Paris during this time. These boulevards, impressive, sure, but also cold, impersonal, the very fabric of human interaction, altered.
And Caillebotte, he captures that uneasiness, that shift in Parisian life, brilliantly, I think.
See, and that's where it gets really interesting. Those figures about to collide, they're doing more than just avoiding a bump. They're avoiding connection, you see. With each other, with us, the viewers, it's like those umbrellas.
Or not just physical shields.
Exactly. They're emotional barriers cutting them off from any real connection.
Now, that is a chilling thought. Makes you wonder, what was going through Caillebotte's mind when he painted this? Was he celebrating the city's beauty, or was there a critique hidden within the brushstrokes?
Perhaps both. To really understand, I think we need to look deeper at how he portrays Paris itself. What do you see, Self?
You know, it's funny you should say that about looking deeper into how he shows us Paris. Because, I don't know, I was really looking at the painting, and I was struck by, I mean, the buildings, they're almost as important as the people, aren't they?
Oh, without a doubt. Those Haussmann-era buildings, they're not just background, are they? They're like characters themselves, looming large.
Taking center stage.
Exactly, pushing those figures back, almost like a stage play. And those lines, oh, Caillebotte knew what he was doing.
It's like he's giving us a geometry lesson, right there on the canvas, the perspective, how it pulls your eye right to the center.
Precisely. Those strong vertical lines, the buildings, the lampposts, even the umbrellas.
Oh, I see it.
They all lead to that one point, way off in the distance.
What do they call that again? It's on the tip of my tongue. Vanishing point, right?
You got it. The vanishing point. Where all those lines seem to meet, creates that incredible depth, draws you right in.
And the light. It plays a part too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That gaslight right in the center.
Yeah, yeah.
See how it casts those shadows on the wet pavement?
Oh, yes.
Emphasizes the geometry of the city even more. It's like Caillebotte saying, look, these new streets, these buildings, they're not just changing how Paris looks, they're changing how it feels.
And the cobblestones, those lines going across, it's like
a grid.
Yes.
Yes.
Trapping people almost.
And it's not just any intersection, you know? This is east of the Gare Saint-Lazare, the train station.
I really didn't realize that.
A bustling hub, then and now. Imagine people stepping off those modern trains right into this scene.
So it's like a snapshot of Paris at a crossroads, isn't it? Literally, caught between the old and the new.
Exactly. That energy, that anxiety of a city transforming, it's all there. And it's what makes this painting resonate even today, don't you think? Urban isolation, modernization. Mm-hmm. We're still grappling with those same things.
You know, speaking of things we're still grappling with, those crop figures we talked about earlier, the ones cut off at the edge, it's like Caillebotte saying, this moment, it's fleeting.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Life itself, just a blink of an eye.
He's inviting us to think beyond the frame, isn't he? It's like just out of sight. What happens next?
It's amazing, isn't it? How much he packs into this one scene. And to think, we haven't even talked about the rain itself. You know, it's funny you saying that about the rain because, I don't know, I was looking at how Caillebotte paints it, and it's like he's blurring the lines, you know, between what's real and what's just the reflection.
You're right. The reflections, they're everywhere, aren't they? It's like those rain-slicked streets. They become these giant mirrors.
Reflecting everything. The gaslight, those buildings, even the people.
Like stepping into a world of, well, fragmented reflections.
Makes you wonder what's real, what's an illusion. And yet, even in that uncertainty, there's a kind of beauty.
Isn't that a reflection of city life itself, though, when you think about it?
How so?
That constant movement, the blur of faces, the way a city can make you feel, I don't know, anonymous and yet so intensely present at the same time. Caillebotte, he captures that perfectly, I think.
You know, it makes me want to grab an umbrella myself, take a walk in the rain.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Though something tells me my experience wouldn't be quite so glamorous.
Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, pay attention to those details Caillebotte highlights.
Like what?
The light, the shadows, how they play off each other, the expressions on people's faces, even just the way the rain, it pools on the cobblestones, reflects the city back up.
But it's little things.
They can change how we see the world, you know.
So next time it rains, no complaining. Just got to find our inner Caillebotte.
Exactly. Look for the extraordinary in the everyday. Who knows? You might surprise yourself. You might find a masterpiece hiding in plain sight, just like Caillebotte did on that rainy Paris afternoon.
Now, there's a thought to carry with us. Well, folks, that's our deep dive into Caillebotte's Paris Street, Rainy Day.
A masterpiece, no doubt.
Next time you're caught in a downpour, remember to take a moment, look around. What stories do you see?